Imagine you're trying to plan a massive event, like a wedding, a big corporate retreat, or I don't know, even feeding a giant Hollywood film crew.
Oh, yeah, the logistics for those are usually just a complete nightmare.
Right. But what if there was one team that, figured out a way to completely hack that system?
Like turning a super frantic, stressful rental situation into, well, a seamless weekend-long oasis.
Exactly. And that is exactly what we are getting into today. We have a really fascinating stack of sources for this deep dive.
We really do. We're looking at comprehensive catering menus, some detailed service brochures, and this great local news article.
Yeah, the article is from Lake Norman Publications, published in April of 2026. And it's all focused on this company called Chef Alexander LKN.
And their brand new venue, which is called The Landing at Lake Norman, down Mooresville, North Carolina.
So our mission today is to figure out how a veteran-owned catering company is basically disrupting the whole traditional event industry.
Right, taking the hardcore logistics of like feeding NFL stars and massive movie sets and applying that exact same mastery to the wedding industry.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because it's one thing to pump out thousands of meals in a muddy field somewhere. But, efficiency usually kind of kills creativity.
It definitely can, yeah.
So how do you apply military-level precision to a high-end event without making it feel like, well, a high school cafeteria line?
Well, you really have to look at the founder's background to get it. Chef Alexander LKN is veteran and former first responder owned.
Which is a huge detail.
It's the critical context, really. When your background is first responder or military, you are fundamentally trained to manage chaos.
Right. You aren't just reacting to fires.
Exactly. You build scalable systems that anticipate the friction long before it even happens. And that's why they've been voted best caterer 6 years in a row by those Lake Norman Publications readers.
6 years in a row is no joke.
Right. You don't get that level of sustained local approval just from like having a really good recipe. You get it from having an unbreakable operational system.
And looking at these sources, their resume totally reflects that scale. I mean, they do offer a classic Lake BBQ menu, sure,
Oh, yeah.
but we are talking about extreme, really high-profile gigs here. They catered a commercial shoot for NFL star Christian McCaffrey and Olivia Culpo.
Yeah, and they handled an NBA shoot with Seth Curry back in early 2025.
But the real test, the one that blows my mind, is this movie set catering gig in Gaffney, South Carolina.
Oh, the 5 week production in March and April of 2026?
Yes.
That is where we see what they can really do. They actually beat out six other production catering companies across North and South Carolina just to win that contract.
And this was for an untitled action film called Knuckle, starring Jonathan Majors.
Yep.
And just to be completely neutral and factual here for our deep dive, because we are simply reporting the facts from our sources without endorsing any political viewpoints. The film is produced by Bonfire Legend, which is an entity associated with Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire production company. We're strictly just looking at this to understand the sheer resume building scale of what this chef was hired to do.
Absolutely. The underlying politics of the production company are entirely irrelevant to the actual logistics of the kitchen.
Exactly.
What matters is the operational reality of feeding a massive set like that. Over those 5 weeks, the team served more than 9,000 meals.
9,000. That number is just like so hard to wrap my head around.
It's a massive deployment.
And the sources specifically note they provided a totally different, globally inspired menu every single day of filming.
Right.
Is catering 9,000 meals for a movie set essentially just a military logistical operation in disguise?
I mean, pretty much, yeah. And right on the heels of that gig, they handled a NASCAR commercial that required 520 meals in just 3.5 days.
Wait, and they were bouncing across multiple different race shops, right?
Yeah.
Like 23XI Racing and Hendrick Motorsports.
Exactly. And the way they manage that mobile supply chain without the quality just falling off a cliff is through, well, compartmentalization.
Okay, compartmentalization.
Yeah, they standardize their exceptions. In high volume environments, the volume isn't what breaks the system, it's the unexpected variables.
Oh, that makes sense.
So moving between Hendrick and 23XI, you need a command center level of organization. The sourcing, prep, and execution have to be completely isolated phases.
So they view a 500 meal drop as a deployment challenge, not just a cooking challenge.
Precisely.
Okay, so we know they can handle the volume. But let's shift gears to how that actually translates to the plate for, say, a guest at a wedding.
Right.
Looking at these brochures, the range is wild.
Yeah.
They've got an authentic taco fajita nacho bar, actual mac and cheese bars.
The fun stuff.
Yeah. all the way up to high-end filet mignon with béarnaise and maple bourbon salmon. They offer different service styles too, like the bronze package, which is a buffet on fancy square chinette.
And then the gold package with real dinnerware, water goblets, fully plated service.
But here's the detail that actually made me do a double take. They maintain strict attention to dietary needs. Gluten-free, vegetarian, highly specific vegan options.
Yep.
And they do it at absolutely no extra charge.
Yeah, zero upcharge.
How? In the catering world, custom diets are usually margin killers.
Right.
Right. They force you to prep entirely different meals. How are they not bleeding money?
Well, that is the genius of what I mentioned earlier, standardizing the exception.
Okay.
Most caterers view a vegan request as this huge disruption, so they penalize the client with a premium fee.
Right, the annoyance fee.
Exactly. But this team absorbs the cost because their system assumes those dietary needs are the baseline. It's built in from the ground up.
Oh, wow.
Like the sources note, they use a chef-approved, plant-based pulled pork and chicken sourced directly from Barbecue Smokehouse, which is a local North Carolina company.
So they aren't just scrambling at the last minute for a vegan option. It's already fully integrated.
Exactly. What's fascinating here is how the logistics become psychological.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Think about a traditional catered event. If you have a severe restriction, you usually end up feeling like a burden to the host.
Oh, totally. Traditional wedding food is famously kind of a bland anyway because it has to please everyone. So
right.
If you're vegan, you're sitting there with like a sad plate of unseasoned steamed vegetables while everyone else is cutting into a beautiful steak.
It creates a literal hierarchy of the meal. But by elevating the vegan options to the exact same level of care as the filet mignon, you dismantle that.
Especially with those interactive stations, right?
Yeah.
Like building your own bowl at a mashed potato bar.
Exactly. The food stops being this passive, rigid thing and becomes a community event. Guests actually feel seen and valued.
You're up, you're moving around, you're asking the person next to you, like, hey, what did you put on your tacos?
Yeah.
How does that specific philosophy, that relaxed community vibe, change things when they bring it to physical architecture? Because now he's partnering as caterer and coordinator for this new venue, the Landing at Lake Norman.
Yeah, and this is where the business model becomes truly disruptive. The venue opened in April 2026.
Right.
It sits on 3 acres of land with 600 feet of shoreline on Lake Norman. Geographically, it's super accessible, just minutes from I-77 on Williamson Road.
But the physical location isn't really the main disruption, is it?
No, it's the timeline.
Because usually, venues rent by the hour, you're on this terrifying ticking clock.
Yeah, the music has to stop at 9:30 p.m.
Exactly. The lights aggressively flick on, and they literally push your guests out the door by 10 p.m. so they can clean.
It's so stressful.
But the Landing has an embedded services weekend model. The brochure says you get the venue from Friday at 2 p.m. all the way to Sunday at 10 a.m.
Which is revolutionary for the emotional state of the client.
It's the difference between renting a car and checking into an all-inclusive resort.
Oh, that's a great comparison.
When you rent a car, you're stressed. You're watching the clock, terrified of getting a scratch, scrambling to fill the gas tank before you return it.
Just to avoid those hidden fees.
Right. But at an all-inclusive resort, someone hands you a drink the second you walk in, and you just relax. Your nervous system literally downregulates.
And the economics of this venue totally validate that resort comparison.
Let's break down those numbers.
The sources say their packages run from $12,500 to roughly $14,500 for up to 100 guests.
Which, at first glance, sounds like a big chunk of money.
It is, but look at what's embedded in that cost. It includes that highly customized catering we just talked about.
Okay.
It includes the bar service featuring local craft beer from 11 Lakes Brewery. It includes all the rentals, the decor, the florals.
Wait, really? So the couple getting married literally just brings their attire, an officiant, and a DJ.
That's it. Everything else is handled.
That is unbelievable. By owning all those vertical pillars, they bypass the entire logistical nightmare of managing 10 different vendors.
Exactly.
And the physical space itself is really engineered to erase that friction. Let's look at the bridal suite. It's a massive 700 square foot ground floor space.
Putting it on the ground floor is such an intentional, empathetic design choice.
Yeah, the chef noted it allows older relatives, you know, maybe a grandmother using a walker, to easily visit the bride.
Instead of sticking them up a narrow staircase where half the family can't even get to them.
And it has a separate keypad entry, so you aren't hunting down a venue manager for a key.
Right.
plus one-way privacy windows facing the lake, so you can see out, but arriving guests can't peek in and ruin the dress reveal.
It's all about proactive design. You can see this with how they handle infrastructure, too.
Oh, like the noise issue on Williamson Road.
Exactly. It's a busy road, and it's slated to be widened. A lesser venue would just try to mask the traffic noise with loud music.
But they are physically moving the AC units, building a dedicated sound and privacy barrier, and adding strategic landscaping.
And they even use remote parking at the Saluna Baja Cafe just down the road and run a shuttle bus for the guests.
Which is so smart because you don't want your sunset lakefront photos ruined by a background full of minivans. But okay, out of everything in these sources, my favorite thing is their Pay It Forward program.
Oh, it's brilliant.
So listener, what stands out to you about this? Think about the traditional wedding industry. It is notorious for expensive, single-use waste.
Oh, so much waste.
Couples spend thousands on welcome signs and lanterns, and then at midnight, they're frantically stuffing it all into trash bags.
It usually just goes straight to a landfill.
Right. But here, couples can just leave their purchased decor behind, and future brides can browse those items and use them for free. Plus, the venue handles all the post-wedding cleanup.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's an incredible sustainability initiative.
It really is.
It acts almost like an open source library for aesthetics. It radically lowers the financial barrier for future clients and completely solves that late night cleanup friction for current ones.
It's so smart. Now, looking at the timeline, the venue opened in April 2026 with a phase one outdoor tented area.
Right.
But they are right on the cusp of a huge transformation to weatherproof the business.
Yes, phase two upgrades are starting right now, actually, May 27th, 2026.
Wow.
They are adding Celebration Bermuda Turf, which is this high-grade golf course quality grass, to the event lawn.
Nice.
But more importantly, they are building a brand new indoor reception space capable of seating 100 guests with a separate bar area, a grand covered entry, and a lakeside observation deck.
And Chef Cruz stated his ambition is to be the top world-class venue, not just on the lake, but in the entire region.
Right, but hosting weddings on weekends and then corporate retreats or Sunday gospel brunches during the week.
But wait, with all this heavy infrastructure, indoor halls, sound barriers, observation decks, is there a risk they kind of lose that raw, natural lakefront charm that brought people there in the first place?
It's a valid concern. But in the high-stakes event industry, reliability just has to trump raw nature.
That's true.
A rugged shoreline is romantic until a freak rainstorm hits, or a guest in a wheelchair can't navigate the mud. By building this out, it's just a necessary evolution for year-round usability.
Yeah, people want the illusion of the wild outdoors, but they demand the physical comfort of a living room.
Exactly.
Okay, so to recap the journey for you listening, we've explored how a veteran chef took the crazy pressure of movie set catering and transformed it into a radically inclusive, stress-free, embedded services weekend on Lake Norman.
They systematically identified every friction point in the industry and just engineered it out.
Which leaves me with one final thought for you to chew on. If this embedded services model can eliminate the anxiety and the nickel and diming of the wedding industry,
yeah,
could this same holistic, slow-paced approach be adapted to other high-stress life milestones?
Oh, interesting.
Imagine an all-inclusive weekend-long experience for buying a home where the inspectors, lawyers, and brokers are all under one relaxing roof.
Or a fully curated, stress-free corporate onboarding retreat.
Exactly. What other stressful industries are just ripe for this kind of human-centric disruption?
It's definitely something to think about.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Next time you're stressed about a big event, remember, maybe you don't have to suffer through the chaos. Maybe you just need a better system. We'll catch you next time.